tucked into this season of graduations was a small ceremony for a fatherhood program in Brooklyn. This week's gathering recognized about 30 dads working on reuniting with their kids or seeing them more regularly. WNYC's Yasmin Khan has more.
How are we feeling today?
It's a proper graduation ceremony. Under a tent, there's a stage. One by one, each dad gets a certificate for completing 12 weeks of fatherhood classes. They each say a little something into the mic with big smiles.
I got butterflies. It's like before a fight.
A couple of dads noted they just attended their kids' high school graduations and were eager to show off their own certificates. Another dad thanked everyone for so much support. Keston Jones runs this program for the organization SCO Family of Services. He says it's important to mark the occasion.
Some of them have never graduated from anything.
Jones says the program involves parenting classes, anger management, domestic violence issues, and these topics invite pretty intense group discussions among the dads.
The biggest issue is self-esteem, shame, not being able to support their children, not having the resources.
Most of these fathers are ordered to take the course by a family court judge or perhaps as part of a probation program. Kendall Marius came to the graduation straight from his construction job, a tape measure on his hip and pencil under his cap.
So I had to, like, every Tuesday, take off of work early and come down here.
He says he's better at controlling his anger now and recognizes when to walk away from an argument. Marius has three kids under age 5. He hasn't seen them in about 7 months and misses them.
I don't want nobody to go through what I'm going through, man. You feel me?
Another dad, Ryan Lozada, has 4 kids that he's trying to reunite with after a child welfare case.
At first, I was reluctant to come.
A lot of dads said this, but then came to feel like the class was a brotherhood, something they looked forward to. Lozada says one of the lessons he's holding on to is just to have more patience with his kids.
Because sometimes we forget our children, they experience things too. You know, from bullying in school to just being embarrassed by asking a girl out to the prom.
Lozada says he got tickets to Six Flags through this program. He's hoping to take his kids there this summer. Yasmin Khan, WNYC News.